Wall Street was a roller coaster today at the start of a busy week filled with uncertainty. At one point, the Dow fell by more than 1,000 points, but it ended the day up by about 100 points. Driving the sell-off were fears of inflation and how prepared the Federal Reserve is to fight it. NPR's David Gura has been following this. Hi, David.
Hey, Ari.
Inflation isn't new. We've been living with higher prices for several months now. So why are markets suddenly reacting to it so seriously?
Yeah, inflation has been here, but it stayed high. And in the minutes the Federal Reserve released of its last meeting a few weeks ago, investors got a clearer sense of how worried the Fed is and how fast it's prepared to move. And that's led to a pretty big shift in market psychology. Wall Street is worried that the Federal Reserve may not be able to bring down inflation without hurting the economy. Katie Nixon is the chief investment officer at Northern Trust Wealth Management, and she says the pace of this sell-off is what caught her off guard.
I guess we're probably as surprised as anyone in terms of the speed and the ferocity of the sell-off and the fact that it's really broadening out.
Now, the Fed fights inflation by raising interest rates, and the central bank kicks off a two-day meeting on Tuesday that investors like Nixon are going to be watching very closely. Consensus is the Fed is going to raise interest rates four times this year, but there are still a lot of unknowns. The Fed could act too aggressively. It could make borrowing more expensive for people and businesses too fast. And the fear is that would slow down the economy. On the other hand, the central bank's approach could be too cautious. That could make higher prices harder to tame. All of this is going to keep markets very volatile. They dropped in the morning, were down for most of the day, but they managed to stage this recovery. Still, Ari, sentiment remains very weak.
And when you dig into the details a bit here, tech stocks are getting hammered much more than other sectors. Why is that?
Yeah, I think the first thing to keep in mind is tech stocks like Amazon or Alphabet, the parent company of Google, tend to do well when the economy is growing quickly. They don't do as well when the economy starts to slow down, which is what the Fed is trying to do. Now, people generally buy stocks based on what they believe future earnings will be. And when you see a period of inflation, those future earnings are going to be worth less in today's money, in the same way your salary could be worth less. And tech stocks have had a really great run. You know, Apple is a great example of a company that's being hit hard right now. Its stock has gained in the past 3 years. Just a few weeks ago, it became the first company valued at $3 trillion. But that valuation has fallen since, and Apple's share price is down about 11% year to date. There's real worry people are going to buy fewer Macs and iPhones because of inflation, Ari, and we're paying a lot more for all kinds of things. You know, Apple, by the way, scheduled to report its quarterly results on Thursday of this week for the last quarter of 2021.
Is this sell-off just confined to stocks?
You know, it hasn't been. Other assets have been hit hard, and I want to highlight cryptocurrencies in particular. Of course, they've become widely popular. Here in New York, the new mayor, Eric Adams, announced he's made good on one of his campaign promises, converting his first paycheck into crypto. I should say the timing of that was not great. Bitcoin is now down about 45% from its all-time high, an all-time high set just 3 months ago in November, and other cryptocurrencies have fallen as well.
Now, I describe this as the start of a busy week filled with uncertainty. So what's Wall Street watching for going forward?
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of updates on indicators Wall Street watches really closely. I mentioned Apple's earnings a minute ago. More than 100 public companies are reporting results this week. That includes several other big tech companies, including Microsoft. We're also going to get new data on consumer spending, which will tell us more about the health of the U.S. economy. We're going to get the latest read of the Fed Reserve's favorite inflation indicator. But without question, Ari, the Fed meeting is the marquee event of the week. Wall Street is going to pay really close attention to what Fed Chair Jerome Powell has to say when that meeting wraps up on Wednesday.
NPR's David Gura, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ari.